Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. You might be getting tired of hearing this question, but when will the Federal Reserve raise interest rates? And when they do, what will it mean for stocks and bonds? And how about oil prices and the situation in Greece? What does it all mean for investors? How should your portfolios be positioned as the rest of the year unfolds? Well, here to help us with this topic today is Doug English. Doug is a certified financial planner and principal with ACT Advisors, with offices in Greenville and Charleston. And Doug, welcome back to the program. Tell us where you are today.
Mike, today is another fabulous day in Greenville.
All right. Thanks for joining us today. Tell us what's in your crystal ball today. The markets, although we've had some ups and downs, they're pretty flat on the year, aren't they?
They sure are, Mike. And but you know, a flat year, even at this point of year, doesn't necessarily mean that stocks are guaranteed a weak year. In fact, if you look back since 1950, there have been 8 years where the returns were near zero in the August area. And on average, the market still produced a positive return of 4.1%. Now, of those 8 years, two of them were slightly negative, and six of them were positive. So another way to put that is 75% of the time when you had returns near zero at this point of the year, you still ended up with gains at the end of the year. And for several of the years, the market was flat all the way into October and even November before the classic fourth quarter rally came in and saved the year. We think that may occur again this year. And we've been reminding our clients that when you're this late in the economic expansion and in the third year of a presidential cycle, this is right on track. This increase in volatility is absolutely normal and to be expected. So you got to stay the course so you can use it as an opportunity. The 10% pullback is a lot talked about, but long overdue. And when it finally comes along, we will be buyers of the best large company stocks we can find. We continue to believe that we're going to be making money this year because corporate America is producing earnings. Growth about 9% outside the energy sector. And the two big headwinds that we saw earlier this year, which were energy and the U.S. dollar, are starting to abate a little bit, with housing doing really well, employment doing well, and the consumer and business sentiment looking up. We think that corporate America is going to deliver earnings. And that's how we believe 2015 will finish strong, with the seventh year of modest positive returns for the U.S. stock market.
We always like to hear positive outlooks. I did mention in my introduction the situation in Greece, but I neglected entirely China, where we have seen a lot of volatility lately.
We sure have. Wow. We are paying attention to the slowdown in China. It definitely is a risk. And the volatility of the market seems to be viewed by U.S. investors with some concern and fascination. You know, the Chinese market peaked in June, and even with the recent 30% decline, it's still up 16% year-to-date. So it's gotten a lot of press, a lot of attention, but the impact on China's economy from China's stock market is expected to be limited because the Chinese prefer to keep their money in cash and real estate, with only 9% of household wealth is in stocks. That's compared to 30% here in the U.S.
Okay, so let's go ahead and get to the bottom line then, Doug. Where are you advising your clients to put their money today?
We're guiding our clients to remain primarily invested in large company U.S. stocks, primarily through very low-cost institutional funds with substantial satellite exposures to technology and to healthcare. We think your listeners should remain invested and buy into any dips, especially if we finally get that often talked about but rarely seen 10% drop that we've been hunting. When our clients have cash to put to work in an environment like this, what we'll typically do is put 50% of the equity allocation in right away and 100% of the bond allocation, because they're not usually that volatile, and then invest the remaining 50% over the following 6 to 12 months. But if the 10% dip shows up, then put the rest of it in right then.
Doug, thank you very much for your time today, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks, Mike. Have a great day.
Doug English is a certified financial planner and principal with ACT Advisors, and he spoke to us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, etvradio.org. Just click on Podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the South Carolina Business Review are their own and not necessarily those of South Carolina ETV Radio.